AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Do unto others as you will have them do unto you.
That is one of the messages Pope Francis delivered in a speech to Congress today. He touched on issues such as immigration and the death penalty. While the Pope was speaking, thousands were outside the Capitol watching on big-screen TVs.
With a translator from a Capitol balcony, Francis said,
"I'm so grateful for your presence here."
He then prayed for families and children like Gabby Beniquez, who said she's inspired by the Pope's message of love.
"I want everyone to hear it so that, like, I just want him to really leave America with having a big impact on everybody."
Francis completed his greeting in English.
"Thank you very much, and God bless America."
Steve Coleman, Washington.
The Pope travels to New York later today. As the Pope leaves, China's President Xi Jinping arrives in Washington. He'll be meeting with President Obama. The White House says Obama will be meeting Monday in New York with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president is worried about Russia's military buildup in Syria.
"The likely consequence of them doing so is only to deepen and expand the ongoing crisis in that country. That doesn't serve the interests of either the Russian people or the American people."
The Saudi Arabian Interior Ministry says today's deadly Hajj stampede appears to have been caused by two waves of pilgrims meeting at an intersection. More than 700 people were killed. Many of the victims were crushed and trampled to death. It happened on the outskirts of the holy city of Mecca. Under a settlement reached in Denver, clothing retailer Hollister is getting rid of porch-like entrances at some of its stores to make them wheelchair accessible. Some stores will need to be remodeled. Some will close. While the losses have scaled back a bit on Wall Street, the Dow is down about 52 points. This is AP Radio News. European leaders have reached an agreement to increase response to the growing number of immigrants and migrants coming into Europe. The AP's John Thor Dahlberg is in Brussels.
This is Europe's most serious refugee crisis since World War II, and even the measures taken are not going to solve it in and of themselves. EU leaders will be back on the topic at their next summit meeting in Brussels next month.
The plan is to relocate 120,000 refugees and boost humanitarian aid for the neighbors of war-torn Syria. More than a dozen women who received a metallic birth control implant want health regulators to pull it from the market. They cite problems including severe pain, irregular bleeding, and weight gain with the Esure implant. It's been sold for more than a decade and is pitched to women as the only non-surgical option for permanent birth control. The Food and Drug Administration is reviewing Esure's safety and effectiveness. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. You can add protein cold foam to your favorite drink or try one of our new protein lattes or matcha. Try it today at Starbucks.